Jerry Bader Show 926. By the way, fired executive editor of the New York Times, Jill Abramson, will have a chance today to address the unusually scathing criticisms of her management style leveled by publisher Arthur Sulzberger Jr. when she makes her first public remarks since she was fired. She's made the commencement speech to students gathering from Wake Forest University in North Carolina. They do this on a Monday? That seems rather strange. Unknown if she's going to address the controversy. Tell you what, we haven't given away a pair of Brewers tickets in a while, have we? Whichever caller gets this right in terms of what I'm thinking, in addition to all the other elements of the story that I threw out there, I think there's something that may be motivating the New York Times in firing her, and that it has nothing to do with the fact that she carped about not getting paid as much. And maybe she did. I don't know. I don't know anything about that, but there may be an element there that hasn't been discussed. And I'm pretty sure it's there. If you're thinking of what I'm thinking, I'll give you a pair of Brewer tickets for later in the season. Ben in Deerbrook. Ben, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry.
Go ahead.
I think that she joined the Obama enemies list when she came out the very day before she got fired and said that his administration was not transparent.
I wasn't even aware of that, but I not what I'm thinking. Not what I'm thinking. Yeah, there was an editorial, but I don't know if she personally said that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Not what I'm thinking. Now think of everything that's going in here. I'll give you one clue. I'm going to give you one clue as to what I'm thinking. We all wanted Jill to succeed. We all wanted Jill to succeed. That's a clue. Anne and DePier. Anne, go ahead.
Maybe she was lording it over her male underlings.
Well, lording what?
Well, you know, maybe she didn't treat him right or didn't treat him fair or let him know that she was the female in charge.
Well, that's what the New York Times is essentially arguing. Whether they realize it or not, that does sound kind of sexist. Now, I think there's a motivation here on their part that they would not want to admit publicly. We all wanted Jill to succeed. Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
Well, I guess she just wasn't a very good editor.
Okay. Ann?
Well, you know, their hopes was to hire this woman editor, and she would be fantastic, but she just wasn't, you know, male or female, no exception, she just wasn't very good at
her job. Then why do you suppose they hired such an ineffectual editor?
I think they were looking for the splash headlines of the first female editor.
I'm going to accept that answer. What I was looking for is that she was an affirmative action hire. That the number one resume item was she's a woman. Now, I am not saying that she is not an accomplished journalist, because I know this is going to be taken out of context. Jim, don't go anywhere, okay? We're going to get you the Brewers tickets. Jason's going to talk to you again, okay?
All right, thanks.
Hang on. Yep. Yeah. That the most important thing was she's a woman. I'm not saying she doesn't have other qualifications. More on that in a bit, 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.